Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for coming into our lives and taking hold of our lives, and not just consisting of our beliefs and our confessions, but also everything concerned that you have given us, our children, our purpose and plan for us, the good works laid out there for us. Thank you, Lord, that you're concerned in every way. And thank you, you are working by your Spirit so that we can believe the right things, say the right things, and so experience the right things that come from your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1 to 3. What I want to talk about now is the various ways God's Spirit gets worked into our lives. This is complex and often misunderstood, but I want you to be informed and knowledgeable. Remember how you were when you didn't know God, led from one phony God to another, never knowing what you were doing, just doing it because everybody else did it. It's different in this life. God wants us to use our intelligence to seek to understand as well as we can. For instance, by using your heads, you know perfectly well that the Spirit of God would never prompt anyone to say, "Jesus be damned," nor would anyone be inclined to say, "Jesus is Master," without the insight of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Now, when we read this, especially the last, no one by the Spirit is able to say Jesus is accursed, or no one will is able to say Jesus is Lord. So we need understanding that God takes hold of our lives, and then from that moment on, when we're born of the Spirit, Jesus says, unless you're born of the Spirit, you will not enter into the kingdom. So once we're born of the Spirit and we're in the kingdom, then he starts working by his Spirit, bringing about the wonderful love that's made available for us in Jesus. It says so beautiful in the scriptures. It says, as you have received Christ Jesus, walk in him. And then it's thanksgiving and praise. And yeah, then the walk in Jesus, walking in his footsteps, then takes place. I want to just share something, that testimony, which is relevant to the workings of God. Just a couple of weeks ago, I get this message from my oldest son. He's given up his job, he has resigned, and he's going to the Ukraine as a soldier, to the Ukraine Foreign Legion. And it was like hell. I've been through hell. Because you just think war is death, and death brings death. What you sow, you're going to reap. You know, and there was no way. His mind was made up. And I just prayed. You run to God, you don't run from God. And God gave me scripture, and this scripture is so relevant here to just understand how our wonderful Lord and Savior works. And the scriptures I've never seen in nearly 30 years. I haven't seen this. And it's Jeremiah speaking, and Jeremiah, it's just paraphrased. I haven't got the word in front of me, so I'm just going over it now as I understand it. And it's in Jeremiah 16, and it's the last couple of verses, the last three verses there. And there Jeremiah says, he says, the Lord, you are my strength, and you are my stronghold. And then there, what is so necessary there, and you are the help that we need every day. So those are the three facets of salvation and experience that we have in this life, in the kingdom, in the Lord, in obedience. So that's our portion, eh? And then he goes on and he says that the people from the nations out there, people that don't know anything about the Lord, they will come and they will say, our fathers, they trusted in foreign gods, and there was no profit. I love that. There was no profit in believing the lies and the deception and the so-called gods that they followed. It's just so wonderful we can see there. So God is a God that draws people out of that old life, just as the scriptures we read here as well. We've all been there. We know our confessions and our attitudes and our actions stunk, and it was got us nowhere. So he says, everyone, God brings him to that point. And then he goes on to say, and that can man believe in foreign gods? And then it's actually, the answer is yes, they can be caught up in the wrong things. And then it follows on and it says, but so beautifully. And then the Lord said, therefore, amen, isn't that beautiful? On account of their hearts being deceived, he is going to be big, and he's going to let them know that he is Lord, and Lord is Savior, no one else like him, wonderful God, wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Prince of Peace, all the wonderful characteristics are going to follow, because we can also understand from Scripture, because we were made to know him, be in him, and partake of his quality of life, be transformed into his image and likeness. So that encouraged me, because then I thought that it brought me to the point of realizing, you know, I've been in a lot of wrong things, and, you know, wanted to be in the army, wanted to be full-time in karate, and all these things. God closed those doors. He brought about a change, a turning away from these things to him, and ultimately to his perfect plan, the answers that he's got for me. So I could rest that even if he had to go to the Ukraine, God is able to look after him. But the Spirit didn't stop there. So I could say to him, my boy, I love you and I will always be with you. Because first I said that, no, there's no way. You know, you're not going that way. But I could then, you know, speak more to his heart and just say, I will always love you and we will always pray for you. But then we started perceiving deeper things here. We started perceiving this kid has always wanted to be a soldier. And so we started perceiving that the devil is moving him into the Ukraine Legion, because the devil wants to lie, to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a liar. And why did I come to that thinking? Because I remember at one time, and that he was saying he wants to go to the French Foreign Legion. So suddenly we had more direction, where you would get better training, where you would be watched over, and I believe that's the plan of God for his life. So we could start encouraging him in that. But his head was still, you know, not ready for the Foreign Legion. He's not fit enough. But this is the doors that are opened up. So he was still, you know, saying, yeah, you'll give it a go. But when you speak to him, how you hear, he wasn't. He was still setting his mind on Ukraine. And also the scriptures just came to mind. One of my friends, Caroline, also confirmed that to me. And many are the thoughts of man, but God directs his steps. So that was also just comforting, that God's going to make a plan. And then at the airport, boom, it turned out that he just didn't plan properly. He didn't have that amount of money that he needs in his account, so they turned him away. So it was very hard sore. And he didn't have a return ticket, but he could have used his money for a return ticket, but then he wouldn't have had enough money that needs to be in his account to go overseas. So he was very despondent, and so he lost a lot of money in this venture. And I say to him, you know, money you can lose and you can get it again, but if you lose your life, it's finished, you know. So now you've got chance now to just do things in a proper and an orderly way. Work on your health. He's got a chest problem and smoking is not helping. And get fit and save up. And then, you know, pursue your vision, your dream. Because without a vision, your people perish. And this is why the devil could open up that door, that pathway. Because he wasn't keeping his vision where it should be. So this is the working of the Spirit. That's why I'm sharing the scripture, that you guys can all understand how God is working in that, not just for you, but also for your family and for your friends and for mankind. And the beautiful thing is, he's still very proud. He wouldn't want to just, you know, go back to his old job where it was so adequate. He knows what he's got. He's getting a good salary there. There's lots of time then to train and, you know, and move towards, get his head in his vision and learn French and, you know, move in the vision that I believe the Lord has got for his life. And then his boss came and phoned him and said, listen, please, we want you to come back. So we've got a good God, guys. Yeah. Be encouraged. Stay with him. Wake up every day, hear from him, commit your day to him so he can establish your thoughts according to the will that he's got for your life. God is good. God is big, and he's got the best intentions for you and your family and mankind and this whole world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.